7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number.
No luck.
1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, raining like crazy in Maine where I live, and it's melting that snow. God, we'd love it. Let the rains come and open up that ground so that we can get onto the soil and start raking the lawn, cleaning it up, planting in the garden. It's that time of the year, and we've waited long enough with all the late snow that we have had this year. So it's good to get out and work in the garden again. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Tom, this morning we're going to be talking with Laney from the Johnny Select Seed Company, and we're going to talk about kale and some of the sprouts and alternative to lettuce for the summer. And you know, when it gets hot, you try and plant lettuce instead of growing into a nice big head. It grows thin, it makes a flower spike, it tastes bitter. Well, there are things that you can plant so that you can have beautiful salad greens that will work well for you during the hot days of summer. So we'd like to welcome Laney to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Good morning.
Morning, Paul.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good. We're glad to see the rain, and maybe I'll get rid of all of the snow for you.
I hope so. We're tired of winter up here.
Exactly. It's been a long, long winter.
Yes, it has.
A lot of people are getting ready to plant things like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and kale and, you know, the cold weather crops.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us anything that would help our listeners to have a better crop?
Well, I think what I wanted to touch on, too, was the fact that kale seed is in very short supply this year. We've had many disappointed people looking for kale, and I think what's gone on is there's been like a perfect storm of people wanting seed for baby kale, and that depleted the supply, and we had a problem with the crops last year. So, long story short, kale's in very short supply. So, what I was hoping to touch on was some alternatives to kale, collards, and flower sprouts, which is a kale Brussels sprout cross.
Mm-hmm.
And also,
yeah, that would be great. That would be absolutely perfect because kale has gotten more popular. I know I planted kale last year
mm-hmm.
in my garden for the first time. My wife found a recipe to make kale chips where she cooks it with a little salt. And instead of eating potato chips, she's been eating kale chips, and she loves it.
Exactly.
So do you have that would be an alternative?
Well, that is, you know, it's... There are no exact alternatives to kale, but there's some nutritionally comparable type products that can be grown. They may not be as fast growing as kale, but collards would be a good suggestion. Very similar to kale, very good nutritionally, easy to grow, fast growing. And the newest thing, and people may have started seeing some press about it, is the flower sprouts, or what's known as lollipop kale. It's another term it's sold under. But they grow on a stalk like a Brussels sprout, but they don't form a tight little sprout. They have a more of a open growth habit. And the reason for that is it's a cross between a kale and a Brussels sprout. And so you have more of a kale-like texture for the sprout that you get. They're very interesting. They have a long shelf life. And people that taste them love them. They're again, a long season crop, though. So if somebody wants to grow them in place of kale, they'd have to be patient.
So when would you be harvesting this flower?
You'd be harvesting those early fall. They're about a 100-day crop, so you know, start them as you would any brassica that you would plant in the fall. You can mostly transplant is recommended, but it can be direct seeded too. But transplant is the more sure method. And then it does need good fertility and moisture during the growth. But it will take about 18 inches between plants for spacing, too. So, again, it's going to be a longer crop, take up more space in the garden. But nutritionally and as a new kind of crop, it will be as good as kale. Everything as good as kale.
Now, you said that it makes a flower. Do you eat the flower too, or only the foliage?
I'm sorry. The way the sprout forms, it kind of opens, so it looks a little like a flower, which is how it got its name, flower sprout.
Okay, but yes. You're basically eating just the foliage.
You're eating the sprout that you pick off the stalk, just like a Brussels sprout would be. Only it's not closed like a little ball. It's going to have an open habit.
Okay. And you would cook it the same way?
Most people braise them or cook them lightly so they're not mushy. But one anecdotal story I have, I had a grower did a demonstration garden for Johnny's, and at the end of the season had a number of stalks. And I was going to two shows in Washington State, trade shows, and said they would be lovely to have for display. So he mailed them out to me there, and I toted them around with me for 10 days going between two shows, and had some on the stalk, some in a bowl, and hadn't done any care with, you know, refrigeration. They're very durable. They held up. Brought them back. Before I flew back east, I spent some time with my family, my daughter and her grandkids, and we cooked it up for dinner, and they absolutely loved them. They couldn't get enough of them. They kept saying, "Is there any more of those flower sprouts?"
That's wonderful, because I love Brussels sprouts and anything in that family.
Mm-hmm.
Kale and broccoli, and I mean, you know, being that we live in Maine, we have a short growing season.
Yes.
So if we can find something new to add to the garden, trying flower sprouts is something that I will try this year.
Good.
Now, you have seed available at Johnny's?
We do. Yes, we do.
Now, would people start these seed indoors now and then transplant later?
Anytime into, you know, from mid-April to early May, you can start your plants for Maine, and they could be set out and harvested in the fall, yes. And they do have some frost tolerance, so they can go into the frost. Certainly a killing frost might damage them, but they're durable like a Brussels sprout is.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, what else? You talked a little bit about collards, and I know down south, when I come to see my son who lives in Florida, every time I get a chance, I'll buy collard greens instead of spinach, and I love it.
Mm-hmm. And again, collards, they kind of up north, they're not as popular as they are down south, as you experience. And they're, again, every bit as good as kale nutritionally, easy to grow, and certainly there's a lot of, you know, different varieties, hybrids that are very vigorous and productive, and the seeds a little more expensive, or open pollinated types too that are just as productive. So there's lots of choices in the collard arena for a kale substitute this year. We expect to see the next crops of kale come in late fall. So really there won't be any kale seed available that we're aware of on the market for quite some time.
Well, that's too bad. I mean, every year there always seems to be something that's short of supply.
Well, there is.
Now, for people that really like to make a fresh salad during the summer, what would you recommend that they sow so that they can have fresh greens to make the tossed salad?
Right. Well, again, this is something we get asked all the time because it is summer. Growing lettuce in the summer can be a little tricky. You can have problems with germination. You can have, you know, the seeds bolting prematurely. You can just have a bitter flavor. So we've experimented with other types of crops that are easier to grow in the summer.
Okay. We're coming up on a commercial.
Okay.
When we come back, let's put some good time on these alternatives so that we can have fresh greens. There's nothing better than a tossed salad.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults, and a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug populations is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Amanda Bosel here for Midas Resources. Today, March 28, 2014, gold opened at $1,290.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,337.76, $668.88 per half ounce, or $334.44 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,337.76, $668.88, and $334.44.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Lani from the Johnny Selected Seed, and she's been telling us that there's a shortage of kale seeds available this year. So if you get a chance today, go on the internet and order your kale seed while Johnny still has some available. And now she's going to tell us about some of the alternative to lettuce that you can plant in your garden during the summer months when it gets really hot and the lettuce doesn't like the heat. What would you suggest that we use?
Well, we've been doing some trials of our own, looking for some alternatives, and one of our cooperators suggested cabbage as an alternative. I think it's a very underrated summer crop that's easy to grow, and makes a good alternative to a green salad in the summer. So they've coined the term lettage, which would suggest that it's a lettuce cabbage type crop. And we've experimented with a number of the thinner leaf types, the summer cabbages that have a sweet, juicy, thin leaf, and found that while you're not going to get an exact lettuce like a salad, it would be it's a very nice green salad that can be grown easily in the summer. And there are lots of other greens and such that aren't highly flavored that could also be grown, or the spicier mustards and such too, to mix in. So depending what your palate's like, there are alternatives to lettuce in the summer, and instead of being frustrated trying to grow lettuce when it's difficult, maybe experiment with some of the other items. On our website, there is a little heat tolerance symbol on many items, and that will help draw people to those crops as well.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of us that grow cabbage, I know the first year that I grew it, I kept waiting and waiting for the fall.
Duh.
And the damn thing got to be over a foot in diameter. And I said to myself, why don't you pick it earlier? Which makes a lot of sense, because if you'd have a head of cabbage that's a foot across,
That's
you can
a big
only
deal.
Eat. Yeah, you can only eat so much cabbage. So
right.
You eat the smaller heads. You get a more flavor with that foliage. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than fresh coleslaw or dishes that you can do with it.
Yeah, and if again, you can space them very closely, so you can, plan some that you're going to just harvest in the summer, and just make the small heads, like you said. We've also experimented with growing them sort of at a what would be a baby stage, but that didn't seem to be as effective as just growing heads and using the leaves and chopping from there. Yes.
Okay, so if we're going to grow them closer together, how far apart should we put these seedlings?
Well, some of the baby heads, if you're just going to grow them to be a small size, as tight as 8 inches would work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but that's for harvesting young, too, and that helps keep the heads small. So there's an advantage in that, and again, that would be a certain planned thing. We have growers who like planting and gardeners who like planting things close to keep them small, and some of the brassicas, like cabbages, work well that way, too, and then you don't get those really big heads, but harvesting, you'd have to harvest them a little more timely and not let them go as long.
Right, and if you put them 8 inches apart, if you took every other head
exactly.
out, then they would allow that one
yep.
that you leave
yep.
to get larger to use during the fall season.
Yes, that's very true. And then you'd have your summer harvest and your fall harvest all together.
I know I never even thought of doing it that way, and that makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, because I usually put mine 18 to 24 inches apart because the plant does get big.
Right, right. And not all cabbages respond to that close spacing. There's certain ones, and we identify again the ones that do well with closer spacing. So the summer types are the best for that. The winter ones are meant to have a big, the ones that grow into the fall and winter have a big frame to them. So you probably wouldn't be very successful trying to space them that close.
Exactly. I was in Alaska in late August, early September, and I'll tell you, they had cabbages there 3 feet across with the long days. Thank you so much for all of your time and this great information, and I'm sure the people will get to the website now.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, vine-ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com and, for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we all learned something today. There's going to be a shortage of kale. So call Johnny Select Seed. Go to their website. Place the order. If you don't have a computer, go to your local garden center and pick up the seed right now, because a week or two from now, once this word gets out, there will be nothing available. So don't hesitate. Get out there and get your kale if it's something that you love. I know my wife loves it. So as soon as the show is over, we'll be ordering some seed from Johnny Select so that we have kale for our garden. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Paul from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your blueberries today?
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have some basic questions. I'm leaving. I have about 60 beautiful blueberry bushes, three different varieties. And I'm taking off to Tennessee, and I want to be able to bring them with me.
Oh, you can.
Is it possible?
Oh, sure.
Well, explain to me, because I'd love to do it. They're beautiful, and they're really
big. How big are they? How big are they now, Tom?
They're about 5 foot high now. They need to cut back a little bit, but they're about 5 to 6 feet high, the big ones.
Okay, and how much room do you have? Do you have room to bring all of them down with you?
Gee, that would, yes, we have a stock trailer. We could bring the whole load down, but I was, you know, I didn't know if that was feasible.
Oh, sure. And the time to do it is during the month of April. And the thing that you'll like, blueberries have a shallow root system.
Okay.
So many years ago, we had a nursery, and we had a blueberry pick-your-own farm stand about 10 miles from where the nursery was. The owner came in, said he was going to retire, and he just didn't want to deal with the blueberries anymore. And we went there, and we dug, probably 50 of them. And that first week, we sold them all, went back, we dug another 100. And within a week, they were all gone because they were so beautiful.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, something that's 4 to 5 feet tall, you need a root ball about, 2 to 2.5 feet wide, and only a foot deep.
Oh.
So they're very shallow rooted. You don't have to, you know, have something that's going to weigh 100 pounds per plant to move them.
Wow, that sounds great.
So all
changes everything.
Basically,
I was thinking, go ahead.
Basically, all we did, Paul, is we brought spades. We took a garden spade. We measured out about 18 to 24 inches from the main plant, depending on the size of the plant, pushed the spade in the ground, and we cut a circle all the way around the plant.
Right.
Then we went back, put the spade back in the ground, and grabbed the hole of the handle and pushed down on it so that we could loosen it. And we had gone to a feed and grain store, and we bought pieces of burlap. We laid the burlap on the ground, pulled up the blueberry plant, laid it on the burlap, and then we took like a 3-inch nail, and we overlapped the burlap, and we pinned the burlap together with the nails to hold it intact. We brought them to the nursery, and people loved them. But you've got to dig the plant before the foliage begins to form. So if you're not going to be moving for, you know, a month or two, dig them as soon as you can. Put them someplace where you can water them on a regular basis. And that way, when you get ready, you throw them in the trailer, and you're all set. And you can tie them right now. So, you know, if the frost isn't out of the ground, go buy some balls of just regular jute, garden twine, and pull them together, tie them. That way they'll take less room when you move. And it will also let the sun penetrate the ground so that it thaws quicker.
Right. Well, that's good. That sounds very good. Now, when they're going down that soil that's on our farm down there, it's a red clay soil. Will that make any difference? Should I just prep it normally as I would and plant accordingly?
Yep. What you want to do is you want to put the plant so they're about between 5 and 6 feet apart because they're going to get big. You want to add some compost. And if the soil is a heavy clay, what you want to do is buy garden gypsum.
Okay.
And gypsum is what they make sheetrock out of. And what I would do is I would put a handful or two right in the hole, put your compost, and then plant, and then sprinkle the garden gypsum in the area where you have planted, just to help to break up the clay. Then, when everything is in, get some mulch, just regular pine bark mulch. You can use pine needles. You can use shredded leaves in the fall and put an inch or two of organic matter. And that will keep the weeds out. It will help to hold the water in the ground because your climate in Tennessee is going to be different than in New England.
Right.
And that will help to cut back on the amount of watering. And then you want to use an acid fertilizer. So you either want to use Holly Tone or Dr. Earth for acid-loving plants. Either one of those two. And you do that spring and fall for a couple of years. They'll get caught. They'll get rooted. And then you'll be selling blueberries all over Tennessee.
Well, that'd be nice. I was wondering about bringing them. They're just such prolific bushes right now. And if they'll grow down on that mountain, then that would be a real joy to have. So,
oh, yeah. They'll do real. I mean, they grow blueberries in Florida. So you shouldn't have a problem growing them in Tennessee. You're a little bit cooler, which is better. And you've got nice, big, established plants. Just get as large of a root ball as you can handle. Keep them well watered for that first season, and you'll be in great shape.
Thank you very much, Paul. I really like your show, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
All right, thank you. And once you get to Tennessee, we do have a couple of stations that carry the program there. Or you can go on your computer and you just punch in GCN Live, and you can listen to the program on Sunday morning.
Well, I was really enthused a couple weeks ago. I heard of a lady, she called, she had a problem. She was from Tennessee, and I said, oh, that's it. Everything's good now. So, yeah, thank you very much. I really do appreciate that. I'd love to hear from you down there.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call. Have a great time and a fresh start. And, you know, talk with your neighbors. Talk with people at the nurseries. And you're going to be amazed at some of the things that you can grow there that you couldn't grow in New England that will add flavor to your meals.
Yes, I'm enthused. I've already tried okra and different varieties of things that I never had before. So it's interesting.
It is. Thank you so much now.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to help to motivate you. And if you have some questions, like Paul just had, don't be scared. Call and we'll help you to make the move, to make some changes to your soil, to your garden, and to try something different that will really help you to enjoy the garden after a winter like we've just had from coast to coast. The whole middle part of the country has been under snow nonstop. We've been cold in the Northeast and even Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, the Carolinas. They've had much colder weather than normal. Washington, D.C. broke records for the amount of snow. How can you beat that? So, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Candy from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Candy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your lawn today?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
This is a question I've had for years, actually, and I'm finally going to ask. My husband snow blows a path for the dog, and, of course, that area of the lawn, that path, gets worse and worse and worse over the years. And I try to over-fertilize and rake it and seed, overseed. And nothing I do seems to help. So I was wondering if you had any ideas about how to fix that area of the lawn.
Okay. So he does the same place every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's part of the problem. So what I would do, step number one, from the dog being out there and running around, he's putting pressure on the soil, and he's compacting the soil. So your first step would be to get some garden gypsum.
Okay.
And you can buy that at most garden centers. and you would put that down now, and that way the rain that we get during April will wash it into the ground, and it will help to loosen the soil, to soften it.
Okay.
And that way the root system will have an easier time to move through the soil and to thicken itself. The other thing that garden gypsum will do is by opening up the ground, it will get the urine from the dog out of the root zone faster. Because that poor dog has got to go to the bathroom someplace. Your,
right.
Your husband is providing a place for that, and it's just building up in the soil. So by adding gypsum, you open it up, the rain can wash the urine out, it can fluff it up so that the roots are not compacted, and then in the spring, get a good grass seed.
Okay.
And go down to the garden center and tell them what the conditions are like. Is it sun all day? Is it sun in the morning, shade in the afternoon? And then they'll help you pick the seed for that particular area. And planting grass seed in New England traditionally is done during mid-April.
Okay. I usually do buy Agway grass seed, so I don't need the seed splitter and you know, to go that route or just laying it on. Because I usually rake it up as best I can and, you know, to expose a lot of the dirt and put seed down.
If you can do that and you can, if the seed is in contact with the soil, it's going to sprout.
Right.
So you would not need to use a seed slicer. So just give it a good raking. And then while that ground is soft, throw your seed in and you're ready to go.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magical releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, lawn grasses flourish. Magical also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of Magical is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular lime at half the cost of lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green Magical, the new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. I want to tell you about a new fertilizer. It's called Turf Trust, and it's a professional strength lawn fertilizer. What makes it so unique, it has both micro and macro nutrients in it so that it will feed your lawn slow. That way you don't get a big surge of growth and you're mowing it all the time. It will also last 14 weeks when you put it down on your grass, while most chemical fertilizers will last about 4 to 6 weeks. And it has something called CDU that's been added to it. And CDU is a way that it feeds your lawn the microbes in your lawn that will help to fight diseases in your grass so that you don't have to use any fungicides or pesticides. So when you get to your local nursery, see if they have Turf Trust. It's a professional fertilizer for you. And believe me, once you've used it, you will not switch over to what you had before. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Pat from Cape Cod with a question about veggies.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your veggies?
Hi. Thank you, Paul. Paul, I have a vegetable garden that is about 3 years. There's raised beds, and it probably needs a little buffing up. So I guess, what's the best way to, like, amend it or add more nutrients to it just to kind of replenish it, maybe, I guess.
Okay. Now, where do you live, Pat?
I lived on the elbow on the Cape. I live in Harwich.
Okay. You just had a huge storm. And
yes,
your beaches are probably covered with seaweed.
Okay.
And I used to live in Scituate, Mass., which is almost on Cape Cod, about 25 miles to the north of it. And my dad and I, every fall and spring, would go down to the beach. And we would find a beach where there was a seawall, where when the waves, when you had a storm, the waves would beat the seaweed up against the concrete wall, break it up into small pieces, and we would fill barrels or plastic bags full of seaweed, bring it home, spread it over the garden, till it in, and I'll tell you, seaweed is better than peat moss. It will hold water like peat moss, but it's full of the fertilizers. All of the nutrition from the ocean is found in seaweed. So it's a great form of organic matter. We used to put between 2 and 3 inches in the garden, till it right in, and we did it every year. And every year we watered the garden less because, like you, you've got some sandy soil. And it is a wonderful way. I mean, if you don't want to make compost, go to the beach, get the seaweed. It will do the same thing as compost, but it's full of the nutrition from the ocean. And the other thing that we would do is in the fall, we would put down 2 to 3 inches, till it all in, let it rot. In the spring, we'd go back down to the beach early, about this time of the year, bring it home, and we would just let it sit in the black trash bags. And then when it was time to plant, we would spread it on the surface of the vegetable garden and plant directly through it. And that seaweed, as it broke down, gave nutrition to the roots. It cut back on the amount of water. It prevented weeds from coming up. And at the end of the year, we tilled it in, and the soil got richer and richer and richer. So don't buy peat moss. You've got all the seaweed that you want right there on Cape Cod. And it will help to make you the best garden that you've ever had. Take advantage of Mother Nature's waste. Use it in your garden, and you'll have the best garden that you've ever had.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.